Turkey's Syria border wends its way through mountains and plains for more than 900 dusty and difficult to monitor kilometres. Battered barbed wire fences dotted with army outposts have proved little hindrance to those determined to cross. This porousness has been a major source of concern for Turkey's Western partners, who say would-be jihadists have been too easily able to pass through Turkey to join radical groups like Islamic State on the other side. But in a few months, if everything goes according to plan, more fighting men will cross the frontier, this time trained and equipped by Turkey, the US and their allies. Their mission will be to take on Washington's public enemy number one, Islamic State, and conceivably the preferred target of Turkey and most Syrian opposition groups, Syria's limpet-like president, Bashar al-Assad. The plan is 5,000 fighters a year trained in four different countries in the region. The good guys, supposedly, in a conflict which has plumbed new depths of barbarity, from beheadings to burnings to barrel bombs. The focus is on quality rather than quantity, one diplomat told me, a disciplined display of positivity set against the nagging question of whether 5,000 fighters can really make much of a difference. It's not just about flooding the region with cheap guys wielding AK-47s, he added. In fact, finding the right guys in the first place is a major stumbling block. Think of a traffic light. Red are the bad guys, green are the good, orange the ones in the middle. You can't arm the reds, you can work with the greens, and you'd need to work on the oranges. So far, so simple. The problem is, not everyone agrees who's good and who's not. The US, for example, is rather more cautious than Turkey in some cases. Also, in Syria's kaleidoscopic conflict, things change by the day. The lights on this traffic light flicker almost at random, as groups morph, ally, fight, fade away, or are destroyed or subsumed by others. It doesn't help that currently Islamist groups like Al-Qaeda-linked Jabhat al-Nusra, a definite red for the US, probably more like an orange for Turkey, are doing well. So well, in fact, they recently overran one of the few US-trained groups already in Syria. At this rate, there may be precious few green lights left. In truth, sources say, details of the selection process have not been ironed out. Each country will have a veto, and fighters from various different groups will be fed into the train and equip pipeline. Countries will likely have their own dogs in the fight, and possibly in future fights too. Turkey, for example, is thought keen to want Turkmen fighters, their ethnic kin across the border in Syria. Arab countries have their own proxies, whilst the West favours Kurdish groups, some with links to rebels who fought against Turkey for decades. Complexities, divisions, bad blood and competing interests. It's all there. Furthermore, how do you back these fighters once they've flown the nest? Leave them to their own devices and they could be defeated, killed, captured. Offer air or even ground support and you become a party in the conflict. Exactly what the West wants to avoid. And again, is the main target Islamic State as Washington wants, or the toppling of Assad that Ankara desires? Progress so far is slow, and there are a good many folk who feel it's all a PR stunt, something to show the West and its partners are doing more than dropping bombs and waiting for a calcified Syrian political resolution to splutter into life. So why do it? Well, perhaps it will make a difference, or at least be the start of something that can be scaled up if required. If Islamic State are weakened by bombing or Assad's forces are stretched, then something may be achievable. And because, yes, the world does need to be seen to do something to stop a conflict which has already killed 200,000 people and sent millions more fleeing for their lives. Can train and equip make a difference? Maybe, the diplomat tells me. Goals need to be realistic, ambitions tempered with realism. Most importantly, these fighters need to win, because Syria's war is all about survival of the fittest, a warped Darwinism. It needs to be successful, a virtuous circle, the diplomat says, because if they don't have successes, everyone will just give up.